Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to the 35th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. I know I say this about a lot of passages in the Bible, but I say it because I just find them to be fascinating, interesting. This is an interesting chapter. I suppose some of what makes it interesting is that it has been very much misunderstood and misapplied over the years. So let's dig in there. Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go unto the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, Drink ye wine. But they said, We will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any. But all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he hath charged us to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither have we vineyard nor field nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, Come and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearkened not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and your fathers, but ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people hath not hearkened unto me, therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he hath commanded you. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Well, this is an interesting passage in that it is often misused. It's misused in a couple of different ways. In some ways, it has been misused in that some have said of this passage sets forth the understanding that we should not drink wine nor strong drink. Some have said that. Of course, just a cursory reading of the passage reveals that that is what we call in hermeneutical circles a tendentious understanding. Tendentious means that we brought a tendency to the passage already when we came there. We came with an aversion to alcoholic beverage and we found it there, right? There's another way that this is used also. It's used, before we get there, let me also remind you of this, that if this passage speaks against the perpetual abstinence from alcohol, it also speaks about perpetual abstinence from having flocks and herds, from living in houses, and so on. Because the command of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, to all of his descendants was exactly that. It was more than just abstaining from wine and strong drink. It was, don't you own a house, be a nomad, don't plant vineyards. In other words, don't lay down roots anywhere. So that's a little difficult. That's an erroneous application of this passage. But there's been another application of this passage that I think also is misused, and that is that some have pointed to a passage such as this and said, you see, it is possible then for fathers perpetually to bind their children by way of covenant. Some of you probably heard that interpretation as well. Well, if we consider what's going on here in the largeness of its redemptive historical of the point in redemptive history in which we find it, let's remember what's going on in Jeremiah chapter 34 before we jump into Jeremiah 35. Because in Jeremiah chapter 34, what the Lord has done is He has commanded the children of Israel, and He has talked to them about the covenant that He made with their fathers and how they broke that covenant and did not follow it. The covenant that was to believe in the Lord. In other words, there was an object in that covenant that the Lord had made that was a perpetual object, namely Himself. And so the Lord is reasoning here in chapter 35 from the lesser to the greater. The Lord says, look at Jonadab and his sons. And as Jonadab commanded them, they obeyed. But I commanded you, house of Israel, and you did not obey. I commanded through your prophets, rising up early and sending them. I sent those prophets to you, and you did not hearken to me as a father. Rather, you went your own way. So rather than teaching then the perpetual nature of if a father can bind his children to things like not owning houses and not drinking wine forever, what the Lord is doing is He is extolling this rather human scenario so that they might understand that they have broken covenant with Him in a divine scenario. And so the Lord reasons from the lesser to the greater here. This passage is not intended to teach that fathers can bind their children forever not to drink wine, not to own houses, but to be nomads. Rather, the passage is designed to teach us that from this lesser example, we ought to reason the greater example. And the greater example is that when God speaks to us, when God draws us into covenant with Himself, He takes those covenant commitments very, very seriously. That's what it's designed to teach. Once we put it in its historical context, we understand. So rather than being a passage that teaches total abstinence, that rather than being a passage which teaches a nomadic lifestyle to be a godly lifestyle, rather than teaching that fathers are able to bind their children to certain things that are lawful in all other cases. The passage teaches us that we should learn from our earthly fathers' obedience in order that we might obey the Lord. And so the Lord calls his people to account through a unique historical circumstance. Excuse me. This Rechabite vow that the Lord would use a very human circumstance to call his people to account. Now, there are certain things, certain covenants that people make that have an inviolable aspect to them, that have an eternal aspect to them. We are covenant breakers when we turn away from those vows and covenants that are made with regard to the Lord, with regard to faith in Christ, and so on, to call Yahweh our God and Christ our Savior. But notice the eternal nature of such covenants. This covenant here is certainly not eternal in its nature. It does not stretch back in history, and it only stretches forward in that it is a historical example of obedience that the Lord uses. So, rather than teaching the perpetuality of covenants and so on, binding from one generation to another, and of course some have reasoned from that there are parent and daughter nations. And if a nation makes a covenant, then any seceding nation from that nation has to hold that covenant inviolable. Such things are indeed not taught in Scripture. So we have then this very important point that we often miss with all of this other stuff that's swirling around Jeremiah chapter 35. And that is that God sends his prophets, his apostles, and also his own son to us. And he has commanded certain things of us that, because he is eternal, are indeed eternal commands. And those things we must keep from generation to generation. And so as Jonadab was a faithful father to his children and taught them certain things that they were to obey, so also in our place and station, and in keeping with the covenant of grace, what an appropriate passage this is to lead into a baptism, that we are to pass our faith along to our children. And we are required, brothers and sisters, parents. This is a requirement. This is a command from God that we set forth our best efforts, our greatest strength, to passing on those attributes of faith that we ourselves possess to our children, that we teach them at an early age, the tenets of our most holy faith. We are required to do that. This is indeed an inviolable covenant, because its object is faith in the eternal God. Thus ends the reading then of Jeremiah chapter 35.